This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to do a little thing that we do every so often, and I just want to kind of start this entire conversation off with a little check-in of right here, right now, when you tune into your heart, when you tune into your mind, when you tune into your body, and I were to ask you the question on a scale of 1 to 10, 0 being not at all, 10 being 1,000%, how much are you in alignment with a belief from the core of you that you truly can have, be, and do what it is that you seek and you desire at the deepest levels? It is so interesting when we take a little pause and we tune into that, because if you are a listener of this podcast, it's probably a given that in some way, shape, or form, you enjoy cultivating stillness and conscious awareness around clarity for the direction that you're going. And you love to create those moments of activation for yourself where you get excited and you're like, yes, here we go, we're doing this. Life in possibility, not just always predictability, but really asking yourself, what if it did happen? If I knew it was going to happen, what would I want? Who would I want to be? What would I want to have? What would I want to do? And living a life in alignment with that. And though we love creating those pockets of awareness around that, the energy that we're putting out day to day, it's interesting when we tap in and we ask ourselves, am I actually a match for that right now? Am I actually in alignment with that right now? How much of my time is spent actually thinking, feeling, and doing in the direction of that big, what if it did work? And how much, usually unconsciously, is actually spent in the fear, the doubt, the spinning in circles, the stop-go, the this is silly, the life's too noisy, fleeting thought. It's so crazy, you guys, because on the average person spends 5% in that true possibility state. The other 95% of your time is sitting in the same thoughts, feelings, and actions day to day from the subconscious. 95% from that autopilot subconscious that's been cultivating evidence since you started walking, talking, saving memories. And that 95% autopilot is what allows us to be in this world, to juggle all the things. But it's also running without our conscious consent, typically predicting kind of where we get to go based on predictably and what has been evidence of what's happened in the past. So as we're trying to shift our identity to be of someone who thinks, feels, and acts from this deep place of not predictability, but possibility, and becomes a match for the realm of magic and miracles, as we're shifting that, it takes a moment, you guys. It takes a moment because we are up against this essentially computer code that is trying to protect us, but basically is like, well, there's no evidence of it yet, so there's no evidence of it coming to be. And stepping out of that identity and increasing that 5% conscious awareness in the direction you seek is what starts to change everything. And it's been so beautiful being on this journey. I think because I had everything we just spoke about, right? You know, we read books, we go to seminars, retreats, we work with different mentors, we take it upon ourselves in self-study and self-practice, we go to different experiences, we travel, we do all these things to really learn logistically how this works. At yes, this big universal energy level of all the energetics at play and all the laws and the science of how energy works. But also just in the day-to-day, how it fuels us, how it activates us. But it's such a different thing to put it into action, to actually start to cultivate a lifestyle that keeps you connected to this, tapped into this, cultivating this, expanding this 5%, so that you're not just, you know, getting excited about the activations when they come, but you're actually putting in the work day to day, week to week, month to month to see it through. This is what Sanctuary of She, the community, is. This is why I built it. It's the place to hold us as not, we're not just learning it, though there's tons of that in there, but we are experiencing it so that day by day, week by week, month by month, when you see yourself in the mirror, you are actually seeing her. I want to share with you guys this story that happened to me a couple days ago because it was really beautiful. Sanctuary of She came out in July of 2022, so almost 2 years ago. We're at like a year and three quarters right now. And before that, I had spent years of my life, you know, anchoring in and working with all these different things and experiencing the benefits of them, experiencing the shifts of them, which were monumental and huge and captivating and leaving me filled with wonder and awestruck. But it wasn't until Sanctuary of She landed and was birthed that I actually had a home for myself too, to put this into action consistently, to stay tapped in consistently, so that that 5% expanded to 10%, expanded to 15%. It's a rewiring of the subconscious by cultivating deep awareness and intentionality for your life through consistency, not perfection, but consistency, which just enhances your quality of life just right there. But then when you start thinking different, feeling different, doing different, you become a match for new things. You start collapsing time. Quantum leaps start appearing in your life. You start trusting yourself to not just build the thing, but be the woman who has that and to receive what comes through that. Cultivating sovereign energy and vitality at such high levels that once it all starts to happen, you get to just surrender and be in the flow of what happens when you're in the realm of magic and miracles. And this is the most gorgeous piece of life. And what I've noticed from really dedicating my life to this over the last decade, but especially in this container form that we have in the Sanctuary of She community, is really seeing her in the mirror. You know, sometimes I think when we're drawn to start this journey, it's because we've lost ourselves at some level. Like, we just can't feel her or feel a connection to her that drives us with momentum. Instead, it drives us with fear or hopelessness or defeat. But day after day, week after week, month after month, as we're compounding this energy in the direction that we seek, we see her more and more and more. And I've talked about this so many times in episodes, especially this year, as I've tapped into this feeling of not just longing for something, but actually being the woman who's juggling all the different balls at once of all the things she desires every day in the direction she wants. And to see her in the mirror as this gorgeous, exciting, full of life feeling. And I had this experience the other day, and this, as this is being recorded live, this is right in the solar eclipse energy, but if you're listening to this at any time, I just invite you to play with this. Because so often, we're either standing in the mirror feeling defeated because we can't see her at all, or we're on the journey, we're moving the needle, and we're seeing her. And we're like, oh my gosh, I'm coming for you. I'm seeing you a little bit more every day. I'm getting so proud. I'm so excited. I'm so like, what is happening? So the other day, I walk into my bathroom. And this is after, I don't know about you guys, but this eclipse has been very, very, very quantum for me. Very expanding in difficult ways, in beautiful ways, but almost like a... just this feeling of it's all here now. Everything from like family to relationship to career to health and wellness to friendships and sisterhood, just like awestruck of the expansion of how all pieces are here and being held in this moment of time through this eclipse. And I walked into my bathroom the other day and I caught myself in the mirror. And you guys, I had this visceral, full-on experience. I can't remember if this has happened before or not, but it was so gorgeous. It caught me so off guard because every day I'm in that mirror, and not even all the time consciously, but just like, you know, giving a head nod, like, you're doing it, girl. We're coming for you. Seeing her more and more and more. Well, I walk into my bathroom the other day. I catch myself in the mirror, and it wasn't me looking for her. It was her looking at me. You guys, when I tell you, my heart stopped. If you can picture this, okay? I am sure you've done a meditation or a visualization at some point where you go and meet a future version of yourself and you're kind of observing where she is, what she looks like, what she's dressed as, what she's got going on, what she's feeling inside, and maybe you guys come together and you talk and she gives you a message or... in whatever regard that is, I'm sure in this podcast I have something like that for you to tap into. We have lots of little meditations sprinkled throughout. For sure we have some of these in the Sanctuary of She Guided Meditations library. But I've done this so many times, okay? And she's always been at a future point on the timeline. And as we're shifting with consistency over perfection, and we're compounding our energy day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, it's so fascinating because the shift is happening every day, but it's so micro. The shifts are such micro shifts that we miss it, right? We don't even really notice when we've truly started to tap into and sustainably embody a piece of our identity that we've been seeking. Because we're building up to it. We're going through the door of discipline, which is crunchy at first, but then discipline becomes a means of devotion. We're not just doing it because we told ourselves we have to, we're doing it for the deeper why of what we're wanting to connect to. And then we do that with consistency over perfection enough that identity is repeated beingness, and we start actually embodying her. And it gets coded, the subconscious gets rewired in that direction, and we're holding it as something that's normal to our day-to-day because it's simply now just part of our life. And then space opens and we're like, okay, what's the next thing? And we start being able to juggle more balls and more balls and more balls. So because this is happening and the micro shifts are happening day by day, we don't often even notice when we've done something or when enough things have kind of added up and cultivated this full embodiment of something else. And so we tend to always be in the mirror kind of being like, okay, look at the balls I'm starting to juggle. This is amazing. And looking for her, this future version, right? And seeing her a little bit more every day. So what I believe happened the other day was some sort of message, some sort of paradigm shift, some sort of signal from my higher self, some sort of something. It was not my mind creating this, though I really encourage you with your mind to recreate this for yourself. It was something that happened, which these things on this journey, when you're in the realm of magic and miracles, they happen. And when they happen, they are so mystical and beautiful. And it's moments like these where you're just like, oh my God, this work is the most real thing I've ever touched. It's the most real thing, the most expansive thing, the most activating thing, the most true thing I've ever experienced, because it's being cultivated from within. It's not being just shown to me from the outside, but I'm actually doing this from the inside. This is me. And I'm experiencing the benefits of it. And so when we're doing that, we start vibrating differently. We start becoming a match for different things energetically. Law of attraction, what we put out, we attract. We move, then the universe moves and mirrors back to us. So when enough of that gets built up, moments like this happen, whether it's actually some huge achievement that comes, or some big goal that gets achieved, or you meet the person, or you get the opportunity, or you hit the goal, or whatever, or you have a mystical experience. And when these happen, they're just such a gift, because for that moment, you feel the true vastness of the fields of energy that we're working with, that connects every human, everything on this planet, with the stars. It's all connected by energy. So when I walked into the bathroom and she caught my eye, it was like a full body holy shit moment. It's almost like those movie scenes, you know, where someone's looking in the mirror, but then their reflection like becomes a different person and is like talking to them or whatever. You know, it's like that kind of a thing. That's what it felt like. Obviously, she was just my reflection. But for that moment, it was a feeling of arrival. It was a feeling of holy shit. The reflection looking back at me was not just me. It was that future version on the timeline, and it was a signal to me of arrival. And as I felt her looking at me, it was this beautiful, metaphorically speaking, but also physically speaking, this beautiful mirror moment, where it really immediately, the question came to my mind and my heart and my body of, are you ready to be here? Are you ready to be at this point where it is truly all here? And it's so funny because we do this and we don't realize we do it. We ask, we want, we ask, we want, we ask, we want. But the truth is that what we know is where we've been. And what we want exists outside of the comfort zone. It's the unknown. Even though it's what we want, it's the unknown. And so it can also feel scary. It can also feel like, whoa. Because when we surrender to the unknown, it means we're surrendering for change. And we've got to learn to trust that change. Because when we trust that change, we let the realm of magic and miracles take us to places far better than we could ever even imagine with our own mind. We're just a living match for greatness and beauty and love and joy and freedom and abundance and happiness, and we let that come to us as it will. But this means change. And there's almost this mourning of a shifting of chapters from where you've been to where you're going. Almost like if you can think of having a child who's getting older, right? They go from being an infant to a toddler. There's that moment where the mother mourns that the infant will never be there again. And then they go from toddler to little kid running around. And then there's that moment for the mother where they're always going to miss the toddler, you know? And like so excited and happy for the growth, but oh my gosh, it just, the mortality of the moment makes us stop and realize how sacred and special each chapter truly has been. Even if you think about the mother herself, when she becomes pregnant, there's that moment where she mourned the maiden. She will never again be not mother, right? That identity shift from maiden to mother. So as I had this moment come, I literally, it was such a full body energetic boom that I just had to sit down and breathe. I had so much energy flowing through my body. I just had to breathe and like calm myself down for honestly like a couple hours. And it wasn't even that my mind was trying to wrap itself around the situation and analyze the whole thing. It was almost like a receiving of energy. It was a receiving of the combining of two timelines. It was a receiving of what happens because the work I've put in has collapsed the time and I have arrived. It's all here. And so can I trust the unknown of stepping into this new place? It's one thing to ask for something, and it's another thing to walk boldly into it. So, as you're listening to this, what would it feel like if you were gifted an experience just like this? Which, if you're listening to this right now, this is your gift of that experience. The idea, the seed has been planted in you. The next time you see yourself in the mirror, if you're home right now, look at yourself in the mirror. If you're driving in the car, glance into your eyes in the mirror. What if you had a moment where you weren't searching for her, but she was the one looking at you, asking, "You're here. Are you ready?" What would it feel like in your body? What would you have a desire to lean into? What pieces of you would feel ready? And are there any pieces of you that would still feel unworthy? These are the things we have to look at. If we go all the way back to the beginning of this episode, I started this off by asking you on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you believe that you can? Wherever your number is, if you're in like the 9-10 category, you are ready. And experiences like the one that I'm describing right now are probably all around you in every moment. Stay aware to them, so that you notice them and you don't miss them. Things are talking to you. And if you're in that 7 below range, you've got some work to do. Because you're not yet fully an energetic match to really trust yourself to cross over. It's not... When I'm saying this, it's not like, you know, picturing like the universe with hands on the hips being like, you're not ready, you've got to prove yourself. That's not it. It's you versus you. You are the only block you have. And it lives within that 95% subconscious. The rewiring of this is necessary so that you become a living embodiment of that 9-10 range of belief, so that these moments happen faster and faster, more often, and you start to truly play with the magic of this work. So notice. Notice where you're at. Because the more you can lean into being the person living in that 9 to 10 range, not just when you remember it, but as your natural state. So that if I were to ask you in your ear, once every hour for the next month, that most of the time your answer would stay in that 9 to 10 range, this is the work. Because the truth is that it's not just us looking in the mirror for her. She is fully there with us every day, looking back at us, also looking at us. If we can't fully see her yet, it's because we've decided we're not ready. But if that's the truth, then it's also you who gets to decide you are. Are you ready? Are you ready to lean in? Are you ready to show up with discipline as means of devotion? Are you ready to rewire that subconscious? Are you ready to collapse time? Are you ready to quantum leap? Are you ready to surrender to the realm of magic and miracles? Are you ready to trust yourself? Are you ready to cultivate vitality and sovereignty so that you can stay aware in every moment? Are you ready to live the life you came here to live? Are you ready to be the woman you came here to be? These questions are big. They are valid, and we must not run from them. We can sit in our excuses as long as we want. There's nobody telling you you can't. But at the very end of it all, when you look back, the only thing you're gonna wish is that you started playing sooner with your potential. Because life is meant to be lived, and you are here to create your heaven on earth. Your birthright is to experience this entire thing as the gift it is, the love, the joy, the abundance, the freedom, the creativity, the laughter, the experience of something as simple as a flower or a cup of coffee, and as big as traveling to the most magnificent place on your bucket list, or speaking on that huge stage, or truly birthing into the world that mission that you've been holding inside of you for so long. Whether you're listening to this live or not, the energy is powerful right now, and you were meant to listen to this episode right now. So what are you going to do with it? Where do you want to start? If she really was looking at you and asking, are you ready? Are you willing to let yourself believe that she's here now, it's here now, the time is now, and the light is green? You are. You're ready. Do you feel that in your heart? Do you feel that in your mind? Do you feel that in your body? It's all here now. If you want to do this with us, come into the Sanctuary of She community. $22 a month. The link is always in the show notes of the episodes. We've got a tier 2 now where there's a monthly immersion that extracts a big piece of this journey and allows you to put it into action. We've got a tier 3 where you can get a monthly one-on-one call with me, all for under $100 a month. You just say the word, send me a message, and if you prefer to do this without support and kind of just being on your own, know that I'm still here for you. I'm rooting for you. I've got your back. I love walking next to you on this journey. And I'm proud of us. We've got a lot of life to live. Let's start opening ourselves up to truly what that gets to be like when we're doing it from this place. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you next week.